So you proved, the Gemara said, you proved that I couldn't, you established that I couldn't prove the issue of Bizui Mitzvah, because you're talking about a situation where the menorah is being lit from wick to wick, but at least on the Achushei Mitzvah, can I just prove it? The Gemara says, yeah, you indeed could prove it. To which Gemara then we said, my Havi Allah, let me just go over the end of that Gemara, then so what is the bottom line? To which the Gemara said, on Chav Beis and Beis, it really depends. If it's Hadloka Osa Mitzvah, then you're going from Mitzvah to Mitzvah, then it would be okay. But if Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, which means you're not doing the Mitzvah until you actually place it down, and then the lighting is really not an act of holiness, well then that would be a problem, because that would be considered like a Bizui Mitzvah and you would not be able to do it. Okay, that's where we ended off, at the Toshma, but I guess we shouldn't skip all these Rashis. I think we did the Ner Maravi one, right? Kamidus Chavrusa. So that's, we're up to slightly above the middle of the page in Rashis, that we said that this Ner Maravi would have the same measure of oil like all of its counterparts, but it was a miraculous that this Ner Maravi gave Eidus, right? That's what we said yesterday. He gave testimony that to the unique love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael, that the Shekhinah rested with Klal Yisrael. So, Kamidus Chavrusa, Chatzi Lug, each of the lamps, the receptacles of the menorah, had the same shear. Chatzi Lug, shear sheyarubo lalele kufas tefes, which they would pour into the that receptacle for the winter time, Hagadolim, okay, which were long, you know, these were long and lengthy nights, because obviously the winter nights are a lot longer than the summer nights. You don't like Biyom, B'leilas HaKoitzrim, and if they lit over into the day during the short nights, you don't like, let it, didn't bother us. But we always put in the same amount every single night, whether it's a winter night or whether it's a summer night, it was the same. But you can't put less. Shal Yichba B'tevas Belilu, because you don't want it becoming extinguished, so you might get confused if you end up putting, during the summertime you put less oil, then in the wintertime you'll keep the same oil, and that less oil won't make it. So you just kept it all the time at one level throughout the year, and that's a chatzi lug for for the amount of oil you put in. The Torah says you have to put it from night to the morning, so yeah, that's why you have to do it. And it's with those that oil that you and the wicks that you would prepare Bein Arbaim in the afternoon before every day, there was a afternoon time when the Kayin would go and prepare the wicks for the lighting of the menorah, which would last from night to night. The menorah should be lit, was supposed to be lit all night. And during the daytime, I didn't care whether it was lit or not, but it was prepared in the afternoon, lit right beginning of dark, and went through the night. Okay, Ubohai Messiah. Okay, so the language of the Gemara was Umenohai Madlik Ubohai Messiah. He started from the Ner Maravi, and that's how we ended too. Hatovas Neri Shadala Kol Yom, the preparation of the lamps that were lit all day, Vedamativo Arev, and he would not prepare until the evening. Mishnah b'Torahs Kanim, and this is Shtuyin. This Mishnah was learned in Torahs Kanim, which is a compilation of Brises in Vayikra. Was really the Mizrach Umayriv Munachin, and this particular opinion holds that the lights were set up from east to west. So they're going the same way that the Kohen Gadol, would walk into the Heichal east to west. Okay, with the Kachi Kedoshim being in front of me, and the lights were also set up the same way, east to west. And this is what was learned in the Brisa before that. So we're getting a lot of information here from Rashi, but I guess he feels we need to know it. It's learned before Lahalus Ner Tamid, okay, to set up the Ner Tamid. Shnei Ner Maravi Tamid, okay, the Ner Maravi was constant, this western light, which we said there are two pshatim in Rashi. The western light was either the second one or the middle one. Okay, if we set up east to west, it was the second one, and if it was going the other way, north to south, it was the middle one. because it was a one, because the other two were, the other six all focus on the middle. Right, so since the other ones were all facing the middle one was facing the west. So the way that the menorah was made, that the middle seventh lamp was protruding and leaning forward, which would be to the west. If you're going this way, north south, right? So then the one that's leaning in that direction, because the other ones were leaning inwards. This one was leaning out, the out being the west.
So that way, when the Kohen lights it, is in front of the menorah. Is the menorah, is that light then pointed, is it towards the Kohen where he's lighting it, or is it the Kohen on the other side of it?
I think he's facing it.
The side that's curved.
That's not relevant for us right now, but I think he's facing it. But I could be wrong on that. That's not an issue that... I think he was standing, although he's that way his back, if you do it that way, his back is to the Kodesh Kodashim, but I think so. So anyway, let's get back to the way this was. Let's see, we got two different formulas, but right now we're in the formula of... again, so Shunem Aravi Tamid Shemeno Yim Maschu Ubo Hoyim Esaim. He would start from there and he would end from there. He would start from there as far as getting the light to light the others, and that would be the last one that he would prepare. Umidlo Ksiv Lahalos Ner. Okay, since it doesn't say Lahalos Neros, but just Lahalos Ner. Shmaimino Huk for Ner Echad Lahaschu Bo B'Choyom. There was one particular Ner that was set up to start with every single day. Zer Ner Aravi. Okay, this was the western light, Hasheni Shel Mizrach, which is the second one from the east. Vachitan Nicht, and this is what's learned there in the Mishnah. Nichtan to Motzah Neros Mizrachim Dokos. He would enter it and he would find the eastern lights lighting. Vinimsa Neros Mizrachim Dokos Mideshin HaMizrachi. From the ashes of the east. Uminiach Esamaravi Dolek, and he would leave that western, which is in this scenario, the second one that he saw as he entered in. He would notice that it was lit. Shemenu Madlik es haMenorah ben Arba'im, and from that light he would light the rest of the Neros in the afternoon. Matzah Shekava. Okay, let's say if you found it extinguished, could go Shimna Tzadik, if it wasn't lit anymore. So the pasuk's indicating that it was always lit, and basically when you found it, you would use that light to rekindle the rest of them. From the time that Shimna Tzadik passed away, where you found it extinguished, Malikoi Mizbeach Ola, then you would use the light and the fire of the Mizbeach Ola of the outside Mizbeach to use the fire, because there wasn't more fire, because the miracle stopped, as we mentioned yesterday. When once Shimon HaTzadik passed away, this Chusim of Chai Yisrael went down, and we didn't merit the miracle of this light lasting all the time. The light never became extinguished. That stopped when Shimon HaTzadik passed away. Okay, Vinir Be'ein Ayd Omer Abonon Kviyusa B'ner Sheni The reason why it was set up this way, it's a second Rashi wants, is now saying, in his opinion, is because we have this concept of not passing by mitzvahs. You're going to the Eichel, become a Poga Beresha. The first, arm of the first receptacle of the menorah is what you hit up first. Right, there were seven in total. So that you hit the first one first. Ubeiloi matzilas chulei, but you can't start there. Okay, so why? For a technical reason. Diksev yaruch yisrael lefnei Hashem. So tzorch she echad chutzalo. If you're lefnei Hashem, that means you sort of have to be within the framework of the menorah itself, and that means you can't be starting with the first one when you're sort of outside of it. You got to be lefnei Hashem. You got to be in front of it completely, and therefore it's got to be at least the second one. So, echad chutzlo, one got to be outside of you, to the left of you. Otherwise, would not be called lefnei Hashem. Okay, this is a subtle linguistic issue, and therefore you have to be. It has to start at least with the second one. Vachamir benachos tiksiv b'nei marav lefnei Hashem michal dekul lav lefnei Hashem. So you're lifnei Hashem, mashma that all of them are not lifnei Hashem. I guess it seems like this is another message that maybe you're only lifnei Hashem, but there's something that's already beyond you. Okay, it seems like a little different way of darshing, but either way, somehow these words of lifnei Hashem indicate that you have to have at least passed one to qualify to be lifnei Hashem. Ubehay Messiah. Hatova, and it's with that second one, the first one you meet up after you have to pass one, that you would start lighting the other candles. Vishashar hoyametiv shachris, because the other ones that were prepared in the morning, vizu metiv ben arbayim, and this one was prepared in the afternoon, because the other ones were already extinguished in the morning, so you had no problem preparing and getting them ready, but this one that was lit the whole day needs to be prepared in the afternoon. The ochis I shouldn't be other. You would take the old wick in your hand, or put into a keli, atshasan shemen upsila, till you put in this special ne'amar ravi oil and wick madlika, and then you would light it umadlik menas hashar. And from that ne'amar ravi that you lit just now, because you had to pass from the old wick to the new wick, that was now the pre. You know, the preamble and the preparation to now light the rest of it. What I'm reading beside the Yuma, Atavas Heineros, Kodum Atavas Bezneros. That which we say in Mesechet Yuma, that the lighting of the five would precede the lighting of the two. Mashmakula Vimetav Shachar, it sounds like all of them were prepared in the morning. Vyolfa Mikra, okay, and it's learned that from Sukkim. So how do you, according to this, you prepared six in the morning, and one was prepared in the afternoon. Another puzzle sounds like all seven were prepared in the morning. So what's the deal? So the answer is very simple. When the mission indicates you prepared all seven in the morning, that's when the miracle never was no longer existent. When v'yamotzi shekava, and you found them all extinguished. Like somach kra anisa. Okay, because the pasuk did not really rely on miracles. The miracle happened, Baruch Hashem, but the pesukim seem to indicate, you know, don't rely on a miracle. And basically, when there's no miracle, all seven were prepared in the morning. V'chozman sheYisrael chavivin, as long as Klal Yisrael was beloved, ha'yidole kol yom v'nei edusa. That Ne'amar Ravi was indeed lit all day. That was the Edus, and it's from that Edus that you would then prepare the Psila and light the other ones right before the afternoon. So basically, you had two different scenarios as to how this all went down. The pre-Rib Shimon HaTzadik and post-Rib Shimon HaTzadik. Okay, now that we learned a lot about the menorah here, V'hocha Kivan the Kviya Neros. Now the assumption was in the Gemara that you couldn't move the light, that you couldn't move the lamp, right? Then it's all the menorah is all one piece. If it's all one piece, how do you go from the Ne'amar Ravi and light the rest of it? Must be you got to use an intermediary. Must be that I'm not concerned for Bizya Mitzvah. So look at the next Rashi. V'acha Kivan the Kviya Neros b'menorah v'lo yochel and not take Ne'amar Ravi min ha-menorah, since the menorahs were all. The lamps were all part of one fixture, and you couldn't remove the Ne'amar Ravi to light the other ones. Al karcha, how do you tell me, men, how you madlik, lo sagi, lav mishkol kinsa. It had to be, there's no other way but that you've taken a piece of wood and used the intermediary to light it. That means you're going down, and yet it's still okay. So we're not concerned for the denigration of a mitzvah, as long as you're going to do it, use that to light another mitzvah. Okay, v'aluka l'kinsam in Ne'amar Ravi. You must be that you lit the piece of wood from the Ne'amar Ravi. V'ahi kinsam alak zashar. And with that piece of wood, you went and you lit the rest of him. So Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. Really, I'll tell you, v'psilos haruchos. Kol ha'psilo yotzos chutzan erseim. All of the wicks went beyond their particular lamps. Ad shemegia zulazu, until they were close to each other. U'madlik b'menu asmuchalo. And if I could just extend it a little bit, I can go from wick to wick. Bashar Zumizu, and the rest keep going one to the other. So we just debunked at that point the whole concept of Biza Mitzvah. There's no Biza Mitzvah going on here because I'm not using an intermediary. I'm going from wick to wick. Mara says, Sof, Rashi, first wide line on the page, Sof, Lamandi Amar. But according to the Mandi Amar, who says that Hakosh is also a problem, the holy day, Bishar Glashar Gosser, right? According to that Mandi Amar, even from candle to candle is prohibited, because the very fact that I'm usurping some of the light of the first mitzvah, that itself is a controversy. And we said, Rav said no, Shmuel said yes. So can we at least prove that it's okay to do that? Mor says, yes, Kash, you got me on that one. Okay? Mor says, so fine. So I got you. That means l'chor, we've proven that you are allowed to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. Well, now we're at machish mitzvah. So what's the bottom line? Is it us or is it mutter? The Gemara says it depends. If for us on Chanukah, am I allowed to go from Ner to Ner, or can I not go from Ner to Ner? Where it says it depends. Iyad loka osa mitzvah, next Rashi. Iyad mitzvah shel Chanukah tulya bad lokas bad loka. If the mitzvah is dependent on the lighting, and the lighting is the essential act that I care about, madlikin, then you'd be allowed to. Could ashkham a menorah, because then the menorah would be a good barometer for doing this. Will be the exact same type of scenario. I'm going from mitzvah to mitzvah. The answer will be okay. However, the anocha osa mitzvah, second wide line, v'ikim mitzvah sol tali ba'anocha, and the main mitzvah depends not in the lighting, but in the placement, in the putting the menorah down, then eimad likim and eilim there. That loka lav mitzvah kuli hai, because that loka is only a preamble to the mitzvah. Notice Rashi says kuli hai, it's not that much a mitzvah. Because, of course, I need to light to have the mitzvah, but it's not the actual real, point of interaction with the mitzvah. The real situation, the real moment in time that the mitzvah takes place is when I put the menorah down in its proper location. Okay, the boiluhu. So in other words, how do I know this is an issue? Because this has been asked before, Kleimar, next Rashi, Kleimar, don't milsik vari boiluhu. And this was a long-standing shaila that we have about what makes a mitzvah, umifshita that he boy again iboylon umifshita that he boy mifshitan loch lon hach, because that halacha was resolved. We are going to resolve this now, and we're going to prove that we answer the shaila. But this issue of whether or not you can go from there to there is dependent on the shaila that we already had pre-existing. He boy mifshitan lon hach. I guess that's what he's saying. That shaila is something that we did resolve ultimately. Okay, how are we going to resolve it? Let's learn the sugi and we'll see how we're going to resolve it. So that's what we're up to right now. We're up to the famous issue: hadloka osa mitzvah or hanocha osa mitzvah. Which is the moment of I accomplished the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Now again, we are unfamiliar with the shaila because we completely live in the world of hadloka osa mitzvah. We live in the world at the main mitzvah. We don't move the menorah. We just light the menorah and go home. There's no placement. There's no putting down. So we have no. We don't even relate to this concept. But at the time of the Gemara, there was a shaila. What really was the key moment for the mitzvah? So that we are now going to try to resolve. So Toshma.
Doesn't that sort of tell us what the answer is?
Okay, so are you happy with that, or you want to see the intellectual process that led to that resolution? You're not happy with just saying that that's how we do it. You want to know how it all unfurled.
But if putting it down was the mitzvah,
then we'd be doing it differently.
Exactly.
Okay, so that, yes, you can say you surmised that result. Yes, we'll give you credit for that. Not a lot, but yeah, we'll give you credit. Okay. Okay, fine, not a problem. So Toshma.
Putting it down means after it's lit?
Yes. Yes, it's lit, and the placement of the menorah in its proper location is...
Once it's already all lit.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Okay. Now, yes, let's see here. Toshma Dama Rava. So Rava, let's see if we can resolve this shaila as based on Rava. What does Rava say? Toshma, normally it's a brisa, but there are toshmas where it's simply an amoroic statement, and this is exactly that. This is an Amora statement, it's not a Bryce. Toshmad Amar Rava. Rava says, Hidlika bifnim, if you lit it inside, votzi, and then you took it outside, lo'asa klum. You didn't do a thing. Now, why not? If I light it inside, because we learned that in those days, the purpose of the mitzvah was for the outside people. So if I'm lighting it inside where it's not supposed to be, it's supposed to be outside so people can see Pursume Nisa, and then I take it outside, I haven't done a thing. Well, what does this prove? So one more time, if you lit it inside, you took it outside, you've done babkis. So it's all fine and dandy if you hold that the lighting makes a mitzvah. You need to light the menorah in its proper place, and you didn't. So it makes total sense why lo yasa klum. You didn't do a thing because you didn't light the menorah where it needed to be. halakha kombinot. That's exactly why he did nothing. But if you hold that the placement is what makes a mitzvah, am I lost of loikum? What do you mean you did nothing? Okay, you did exactly what you should have done. You lit it and you moved it into its proper place to perform the mitzvah. So what's the problem? The answer is you're missing the problem. There's no problem about the hanocha. The hanocha could very well have been fine. Hosab nami arohu oimel tzarchu d'adlocha. The reason is because even if you hold hanocha osa mitzvah, it's got to be a hanocha that clearly shows me you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. And if you light it inside where there's no mitzvah there, and now you're just taking it outside, it looks like you're taking a lamp with you to supply light for you. There's no clear manifestation that it was being done l'shem mitzvah. So if you light it where it needs to be, you pick it up and put it down, then I understand. It's clearly marked, and it's clearly manifest that you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. But if you light it inside, and you're walking around, and you bring this light, this lamp from the inside to the outside, all it just shows me, you come walking with a lamp near you. What does that show me about it? There's no pesum in Issa. It's not evident that you're doing the l'shem mitzvah, and that's the problem. And that's why Rava says, lo yosef leikum, you haven't proven to me from Rava that loka osa mitzvah. Let's take a look at Rashi. Three lines from the bottom. You were holding on to a ner chanukah in your hand from the time that you lit it till it became extinguished. Where is this? You know what? I skipped something. Okay, sorry. There's two Amaravas right back to each other, so I skipped a little piece. Back up, I read the second Toshma. Back it up, okay, you guys are getting a demerit for not correcting me. Toshma, the Amarava, back it up, one more time. Toshma, the Amarava, Hayatofas Erchanaka the Oime. The man was holding an Erchanaka, menorah, or whatever, a lamp. The Oimed, he was standing there, okay, so that is not considered anything. So again, you lit it, and you're holding it in its lit state. This is the first, right, what I read, it was the next case. I skipped three lines. So let's go back. So you're holding it, and standing there, a little like the Statue of Liberty, you're holding the lamp, and you're just in place. Now what's wrong? I'm holding it in, what? You didn't put it down. So, and yet, what's halacha? Lo yasa leklum. Shema mino hanochos mitzvah. That seems to prove that the placement is what does the mitzvah. Where it says, no. The placement doesn't do the mitzvah. The reason why holding it like the Statue of Liberty doesn't work is hasam haro o melitzarchu denokid lo. He's only holding it for himself. It's got to be evident that it's for the sake of a mitzvah. And since you're holding it, and it's never in its set place where it should be, l'pesume nisa, it's preventing the real message getting through. And now, we can read the Rashi, now it makes sense. So you're holding it the entire time, the half hour, you're standing, mamish, next to your doorpost, with the menorah in your hand. So you're not yoyt, so why not? Must be, the oymeid lav dafka, it doesn't have to be you standing, you could be sitting for the same money. Rashi says it's lav dafka, but you're holding it, and you didn't move. So, must be you didn't place it down, because hanocha osa mitzvah. Because it was hanocha osa mitzvah, I did light it, I'm holding it in this hand, I lit it, and I'm holding it. Why not? Why should not be a proper mitzvah? I fulfilled the mitzvah, I lit it, I'm standing next to my, opposite my mezuzah, I should be fine. I'm the menorah, what's wrong with that? Teretz is, no, because litzarchoy lishtamesh. It looks like I'm using it for my own personal use. Veleka heker nisa. There is no recognition of the miracle in that situation. Okay, so that's case number one. Now we can go back. Because look, when a person holds a lamp, what's he holding it for? He's holding it for light. So how would I think if I see you holding a lamp just because it's Hanukkah? Why would I think you're holding it for the purpose of publicizing the miracle? You're holding it because you want to see where you're going. So people seeing it doesn't hit them as, oh, it's Hanukkah tonight. They're just going to see a guy who's holding a lamp. It's got to be done in a way where it's clearly recognizable. So that's why it's not good. So let's try the next one. Toshma, the Omar Rava. Okay, the second Toshma. Rava says, Hitlika b'fnim v'osia losa leklum. Okay, if you hit it, lit it inside, you took it outside, you did nothing. Elmkin isa'i amrit b'shem alok osa mitzvah hadlokim kominon. Okay, so since you need to light it in the right place. That makes sense. Why lighting inside where nobody could see it is an irrelevant lighting. Eliam ben Hanocha has a mitzvah. My lo yosef like klum. And clear too, the same answer. Hasam nami harohu oimel tzarchu dat loka. Okay, same answer, because somebody seeing that is going to say you took it from the inside to the outside for personal reasons. It doesn't show me anything. Let's do the Rashi. Bifnim bebayis. You lit it inside the house. Like we said before, you took it outside. The tzorach lanicha apesach beis mechutz, right? We said before, you have to put it on the outside of your house. And when you lit it, you didn't light it there. But you put it there later. See, Amrit bishleim adlok osa mitzvah mishamach lo osa lukum. That's why you didn't do anything. The kivon the zoo he mitzvah. Since this is a mitzvah, tzorach shiti osa b'makom chiyuva. If lighting is a mitzvah, you got to do it in a place where the chiyuv is relevant. If by lighting inside your house where the chiyuv is not there, you can't fulfill halakha osa mitzvah. So chor we had a raya. The halakha osa mitzvah to which the Gemara comes back says no, you still have no raya because maybe really. Hanocha osa mitzvah, and therefore it should be good. And the reason why it's not good is because it's not, again, clear, and it's not manifest that indeed you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Because again, you're by lighting it inside, it doesn't work. So we haven't proven it. In other words, so where's the case where hanocha osa mitzvah? If you're wondering, so where would it be? In other words, if you light it in a bad place where it's not clear and you moved it, that doesn't count. So where would you ever have a case of hanocha osa mitzvah? So if you look at the bottom tosis, few words, tosis, the nafgamina between hadlaka and hanocha, imid likel cherishot v'katan. If let's say... the nafkin would be if a chereshot v'katan lit it, where at that point it would not be considered real lighting because it was lit by somebody who can't do the mitzvah. So then, and then you place it in the right place. So since who cares who lit it? As long as now it's lit and I put it in the right place, if you held a nachos a mitzvah, chereshot v'katan wouldn't bother me. Oh, hinicha, or he.
Whatever stand it on.
Or he placed it down.
Yeah,
I guess in the place where it was clear.
But it can be done by a minor?
Well, again, of course not. Not if you hold a loka osa mitzvah. That's a, again, the Tosa is saying enough community between a loka osa mitzvah and a noch osa mitzvah would be, I mean, I don't know why Tosa is, you know, because there are, okay, we said lowering it would be enough community of a loka osa mitzvah. There are other cases, I guess, but I don't know if Tosa wants to feel he needs to tell us. So give me a case where it would be just. A distinction between one versus the other. So Tosa says, if a cherishot of a cotton would light it, which is not an acceptable lighting, and then you moved it, then you placed it down, okay, that would be one situation where if you held that lokos mitzvah would be valid. If you held that nochos mitzvah would be valid. If you held that lokos mitzvah would not be valid. Much what the second one, v'naf kamina imad lika chashvon o hinicha. Or if the Chereshot V'katan placed it, I guess that would be the other enough. You lit it in the right place and he picked it up and put it down. So if you held a loka osa mitzvah, it's a reverse. So if you lit it, it's okay because you lit it in the right place and the fact that he moved it later wouldn't bother me. But if you hold a noch osa mitzvah, putting it down is a real mitzvah, then if the Chereshot V'katan did that, it would not be good. Okay, so right now we still haven't proven it. So we're at the bottom line of Chav Beis Amid Beis, Toshima. So we brought a couple of cases, but both those cases were other factors were the reasons why you were not yosa. Nothing to do with the issue of adloka osa mitzvah versus hanocha osa mitzvah. Let's try this one. Toshima Adam Rishu ben Levi, top of the page. Ashoshis shoyis adolekes v'lechas. Top of the page is top of the page. Yeah. What? Yeah. Ashoshis shoyis adolekes v'lechas kolayim kuloi. A glass lamp. That was going all day long, okay. L'motzoi Shabbos, and it goes into Shabbos. Mechabe umadlika. You extinguish it and you then relight it. So if you want the lamp to be used for Chanukah, that's what you would do. By extinguishing it and relighting it, it's now ready for its use for Chanukah. If you learn that the lighting is all I care about, then by lighting the lamp, the lighting is on the mitzvah, and you're good to go. Eli amar anochos a mitzvah, but if you hold that the placement is what's necessary to consider it the mitzvah being done, hay mechabe umadlika. What do you mean? You extinguish and you light it. Mechabe umagmiya umanicha umadlika miboyle. What you had to have done is extinguish it. You have to extinguish it, lift it up, place it down, umadlika miboyle, and then light it.
Place it down. Spot.
Well, it's a little aleph. I would have said the other way. I would have switched the order around.
I'll just put it down anywhere, light it, and carry it outside.
V'chayzer umadlika, umadbiya umadlika umanicha. Right. Okay, that's okay. So the Rashba changes the order. Because we've been working with the idea that you have to place it down in a lit state. You don't place it down in a not lit state and then light it. You have to light it, and then so the Rashba changes the order. Okay, so the bottom line is you're missing the placement, right? So if the Reb Shulman Levi says that if you have a light that's going on throughout Shabbos, now it's Matzah Shabbos, you want to light the menorah, right? What do you mean all you got to do is extinguish and light it? What happened to the Hanacha? You have to pick it up and put it down. So Teretz is, must be, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Of the old, one second. But if you hold that the placement is the mitzvah, hay mechaba madlika, is that enough? Mechaba umagbia umadlika umenicha miboyle. Right, you should have added another two steps of picking up and putting it down. V'yoid, let's keep going. V'yoid, and furthermore, midikom mevarachinon. If you look at the bracha that we make, asher k'dishanu v'zoyses ivanu lahadik ner shel Chanukah, doesn't say. It says lahatlik ner shochanika. Shema mina haluk osa mitzvah shema mina. So it's clear from these two proofs that it's haluk which does the mitzvah from Yeshua ben Levi and from the bracha that was designed by the rabbanon of the earlier generations. It's a clear sign haluk osa mitzvah. Rashi, you had a question or? Okay, we got shoshis kli gadol shezchuchis. Okay, it's a large glass lantern. The leke should leak lemitzvahs Chanukah berev Shabbos. Okay, you lit it for Chanukah on erev Shabbos. Okay, umadlika. So I don't know why. Maybe why couldn't you have it just for Shabbos? I'm not sure why he has to say that you lit it originally for Chanukah. Whatever. But either way, umadlika lemitzvahs halayla, and now you have to relight it for the mitzvah of the night. Okay, so since you have to relight it only, you don't have to pick it up and put it down, that's a message that hadlaka osa mitzvah, okay? And therefore, if you take a look at the second Tosfos...
But you can't use the same light for Shabbos and for Hanukkah.
That's what he says, you extinguish it first.
But then...
And I was just wondering, why does it have to be that the light was lit? Why does Rashi say, Shadlika lemitzvahs Chanukah merav Shabbos? I guess because it was lit for Shabbos, then it's not the same usage. Yeah, it has to be, the Nair has to be put in. I don't know. I mean, I can see Gantz a piece of Torah here. Why? What do I care what the original oil was put in for? Don't I care that I'm lighting it L'Shem Chanukah right now?
Yeah, but for Shem Chanukah, it doesn't have to burn into the night.
How early is?
No, but you lit this Erev Shabbos. This thing was going to large, it's Ashoshis. Rashi says it's a kli gadol, shezchuchis. It's a large glass lantern.
Right.
It went from Friday night to Saturday night.
Okay.
So now you want to light Saturday. What do I do? So,
but Saturday night you're going to light it for as a Chanukah menorah, not as for
right.
Shabbos. You lit it as a Shabbos menorah. Now you're.
Well, I'm saying, why is that important? That's my question.
I don't know why it's important.
That's my question. That's what I was wondering. Why does Rashi tell you that it was lit Friday night for Chanukah? Who cares what it was lit for? It was lit. It went into Saturday night. I now want to use it for Chanukah. I extinguish it and I relight it. Sounds like if it was used for something else, not of the same level, that oil maybe not would not be allowed to use for Chanukah. I don't know. In other words, that's what I'm saying. So Rashi seems interesting. But Rashi, why do I care? You had an answer, Yoli?
No.
Okay. So yeah.
If you're waiting for Shabbos, you cannot extinguish it and light it again.
Saturday night, you can. This is Saturday night.
Friday,
okay, I understand. Friday is Shabbos, is Shabbos. I'm talking about, we're talking about Motzei Shabbos. Why do I have to, why does Rashi say, you know, I don't know.
I just wasn't even having a question. It just says sufficient oil had been placed in the lantern so as to allow it to burn throughout the Sabbath day, which is what you said. But they don't ask.
Well, he doesn't ask every question under the sun. I mean, he does leave something for some other people to actually point out. Yeah, so let's see.
Can we do it that way on Friday night?
Well, we don't deal with it. We have no lights that last till Saturday night. This does not happen with us, right? The only lights that last all the time are the electric lights. But our candles burn, unless you have a yard site or a two-day Yontif candle. That could happen, yeah. That'll last 24 hours. But generally, our lights don't last 24 hours. Okay, so right now we've proven Shema Minah. Okay, just for the record, you'll take a look at that second toast. Shema Minah Lokos Mitzvah, V'imkeid Mutter L'Halik Minei L'Ner. Right, since, remember we said our yes Shaila is contingent on today's Shaila. So if you hold Lokos Mitzvah, then you would be allowed to go from candle to candle because it's at the high level Mitzvah. He says, okay, that's what sort of Michael was saying, that you never see that happening because we don't change the minig anymore. I guess they didn't like to do it in the olden days, and we kept that minig up, that we don't like doing it either. Therefore, we never use an existing Hanukkah candle to light another Hanukkah candle. We use a Shamash light all the Hanukkah candles. We don't pick up one and light the other one. So we keep the old, you know, Shiloh, the old concept going, that we don't want to in any way denigrate the mitzvah in any which way. Okay, so let's go right into the Gemara. He says, now that we said that the lighting is what makes the mitzvah, if a cherishot of a cotton lit the menorah, and then I want to just place it in its right place, it's not good, because the lighting is the mitzvah, and you can't have a cherishot of a cotton who's not a bar chiyuva, who's not able to be in the obligation of lighting, to light. Isha, what about a woman? Is a woman not in the ballpark because it's a mitzvah seh shazman grama, or she is in the ballpark for some reason? So Isha vale madlika, and Isha would certainly be able to light, even though it's a time-bound commandment. Why? Dam Shuban Levi, Noshim Chayovas B'ner Chanukah, Sh'af Hein Oyu Bosenes. Women are obligated in Ner Chanukah, and that's why they're allowed to light for you, okay, if you're not at home, because they were too in the miracle of the Chanukah candles, and a woman was instrumental as well. They were saved, like everybody else was saved, and B, they were actually instrumental in the miracle, as, who was it, Yehudis, who chopped off the head of the Greek behemoth. Okay, let's say any Rashi's. Yes, Hoyubosanes, Shagosu Yavonim al Kol Besulais, Hanesois, Liboil Latafsar, Tchila. Right, we had this Gemara in Ksubis, that there was a decree that every woman, every psula who got married, had to first have the first relations with the Greek animal who came by and raped the women. He says, Vayad Isha Nas. And so Rashi says both. A, they were part of the persecution. They were persecuted in this horrible situation as far as the marriages. Vayad Isha Nasa Nes. And through a woman, the miracle happened as well. So Rashi gives both factors. Interesting. What about just the fact that they were part of the persecution? They were part of the whole. Okay, maybe that would not have been enough to warrant the woman being included. Because again, generally, a woman is out. Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama, generally women are not included. So you need something to pull them in, and that's what we did. Okay, Sunday, Bezeshon will pick up Sunday morning, right by the two dots, Shabbos.